Alexander. He throws over the top. Ramble! Dropped it in the bucket for a touchdown! That's exactly what we saw in warm-ups a few weeks ago here at home. Just bomb after bomb after bomb.
Bomb after bomb after bomb! Voilà qui décrit très bien le carrière partant des Alouettes, Davis Alexander, qui est avec nous en studio. Très heureux de le recevoir. Davis, thank you for taking some time in your week off, actually, to be with us today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you guys so much for having me on. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and you put one of your best jerseys on, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I just got this one. Red Habs jersey. It's customized with my number and name on the back, so it's pretty cool.
It's absolutely beautiful. Davis, let's put the cat out of the hat right away. 9-0 record, CFL record, and you did it in a great fashion with your best performance ever on the field, coming back from that injury. How much of it was adrenaline, pure adrenaline, wanting to send a message right when you came back from this hamstring injury?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. It was a really long, I think they said 73 calendar days where I was out, and it took a little bit of a mental and physical toll, but I was just so happy to be back out there with our guys, and they've been through a lot this year. You know, there's not many teams that drop 5 in a row, then go and play probably at one of the toughest venues in the CFL against the best record in the league, and you know, we kind of dropped the hammer on them. So it's just a product of being a part of an Alouette and our guys in our locker room. I would do anything for them.
We spoke with Byron. We spoke with Danny as well, and they both told us that you were probably the guy who was taking it the hardest not to be playing with your teammates on the field during these 73 days. Is that accurate? How hard was it to see the team losing, actually, and trying to help them and being a little bit helpless, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely difficult, but those guys are also out there doing it, you know, and they're part of that. So I see both sides, but you know, it was tough a little bit being on the sideline, but I just tried to keep our guys confident because we know what we have in this locker room. Despite us sliding a couple games, we know we also have gone through some tough adversity that not a lot of teams yet have gone through. The best part is we don't have too many players that are with injuries out for the year. Caleb Evans, of course, feel for my guy on that one, but we just kept the faith, and we feel like we're playing as well as anybody right now, and we just trust each other.
Let me just translate for a second. Alors, j'ai demandé à Davis, j'ai félicité pour son record. Il n'a pas perdu encore comme partant dans la Ligue canadienne de football, puis il l'a fait en revenant avec son meilleur match en carrière, avec des statistiques 350 verges de gain, 26 passes complétées en 35 tentatives et la victoire qu'on a vue vendredi dernier. Il dit oui, ça fait du bien. C'était un long 73 jours. Il a compté les dodos, il a fait des X sur le calendrier dans lesquels il ne pouvait pas jouer. Donc ça a été très, très long et ça fait du bien d'être de retour et de vivre tout ça avec ses coéquipiers définitivement. Et par la suite, justement, j'y ai posé la question sur la mentalité de ne pas jouer. Il y avait Byron qui nous l'a dit dans cette émission-là, Byron Archambault, et Danny Macioccia également, à quel point Davis le prenait difficilement de ne pas jouer. C'était lui qui trouvait ça le plus difficile de ne pas être là. Il dit, écoutez, on a eu des malchances, on a eu de l'adversité, tout ça, mais là, présentement, la beauté dans tout ça, c'est qu'on n'avait presque pas de blessures pour toute la saison complète, mais présentement, on est... On joue du bon football, puis il aime beaucoup ce qu'il voit sur le terrain. Davis, you got a promotion during the offseason. You're now the starting quarterback for this team. Last time we spoke, there was Cody Fajardo there. There's still Anthony Calvillo. Even your head coach, Jason Moss, is a former quarterback. There's this environment there. How did it help you to grow now into that position of not only the starting quarterback, but the ultimate leader for that team as well?
Yeah, I've been so blessed, the people that I've gotten to learn from, you know, ever since I got here in 2022, starting with Trevor Harris and Vernon Adams, two guys that I'm super close with still. And I've just tried to honestly take little parts of their game and implement it into mine, but not try and do too much with it. And then, as you mentioned, AC, you know, Coach Moss, and obviously Cody, they've all been amazing to me. AC's really seen me grow as a player and a leader in 4 years of being with him. And I'm so thankful for Moss giving me the opportunity and trusting me and seeing the hard work that I put in. And then Cody, it goes without saying. I mean, you know, he's like a brother to me. The off season and everything that happened there, it's just, it's part of business. And,
yeah,
you know, we both unfortunately understand that. But, you know, we stay in touch to this day, and he's been there for me through everything. We were texting last night, so I'm super happy for him and super proud of what he's doing. I think he's playing some of the best quarterback ball out there right now.
Regarding AC, Anthony Calvillo, legend here, CFL legend as well. How do you build a relationship with that kind of coach? I mean, is it a lot of, you know, back and forth from both sides? You ask him a lot of questions. Basically, he was the ultimate leader for this team for so long, and now you're in that position, but he's still your coach, right? So he's still mentoring you into that role. Is that accurate?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's like I said, he's seen me grow so much, both as a player and a leader, but he just does such a good job, you know, with the X's and O's, breaking down the game for me and helping me see it and simplify it as best as possible. Because playing the quarterback position, you got to play on time, you got to play fast, you got to trust yourself and your eyes. He also taught me how to prepare. I mean, nobody prepares for nobody prepared for games like the way AC did, and I see the way he prepares as a coach in our games. You know, he's the first one in the facility like 5 o'clock. And I don't think he leaves till 7 or 8. He's just a great person, and he understands how hard it is to play quarterback. But my favorite thing about him is he's as tough on me as anyone. He demands excellence from me, and that's the way I want to be coached. And obviously, a legend like that, you listen to everything he says.
J'ai parlé de la relation qu'il a avec Anthony Calvillo, qui est son coach, mais qui a aussi joué ce rôle-là du grand leader des Alouettes de Montréal, qui a gagné ici, qui a gagné des Coupes Grey, et qui est maintenant son entraîneur. Il dit oui, on a une bonne relation, une très très bonne relation. C'est un mentor. Il montre comment se préparer, parce qu'il n'y avait personne qui se préparait comme Anthony Calvillo. Puis encore aujourd'hui, on le voit qu'il arrive très très tôt aux pratiques, qu'il nous montre la façon, mais il dit demande énormément de moi aussi. Donc, ce qu'il me demande, c'est rien de moins que l'excellence, puis c'est la façon que je vais coacher. Donc, c'est cette relation-là avec Anthony Calvillo. Et avant, je lui ai posé la question, parce qu'il y a un environnement de corps arrière aussi dans lequel Davis est arrivé avec l'équipe en 2022, alors qu'il y avait Trevor Harris, Vernon Adams, qui viennent de battre, d'ailleurs, avec les Stampeders de Calgary. Il y avait Cody Fajardo qui était là, mais aussi Jason Mass, et vous le savez, Anthony Calvillo, qui sont des corps arrière aussi. Donc, c'est tout cet environnement-là. Et il dit, regardez, les gars, Cody est encore comme un frère pour moi. On se textait hier soir et j'ai pu apprendre de Cody, de Trevor, de Vernon et surtout d'Anthony Calvillo et de Jason Mass également. Donc, ce qui donne ce qu'on voit présentement comme belle performance de la part et aussi de leadership de Davis Alexander. Talking about preparation, what does your preparation look like? And I know our listeners have a lot of questions, like your favorite cheat meal, what's your favorite snack before a game, and all that kind of stuff.
So preparation, you know, it's I get there around 5:45 every day, and it's just a lot of it right now is making sure I'm healthy, but also still like making sure I'm lifting, still making sure I'm in shape, and then it's lots of meetings, you know, meetings and film. But I've tried to stay consistent through it all, and even when I was hurt, just tried to stay in the same routine and help prepare our guys. As far as favorite cheat meal, I'd probably go maybe like a spicy chicken sandwich. I think one I get from here a lot.
Tough to
is
beat.
Madame Poulet.
Oh, yeah.
I think that one's really good. But if we're on the road, maybe Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. What was the other question?
FX agrees with you.
What was the other question? Sorry.
If you have a favorite snack before a game.
Not necessarily. I only like to eat one big meal before the day of the game. So if we play at 7, I usually go to, if it's a weekend, I'll go to Maggie Oaks and get the sheriff breakfast. It comes with like 9 pieces of bacon, waffle, 3 eggs, toast, fruit. And then if it's not the weekend, I'll go to Alamon Coco and get let's see, it's the Choco Coco Deluxe, but instead of hazelnut, I get caramel. It's caramel, strawberries, cream.
I like the fact that you know everything you order, yeah. And it's the same routine.
Absolutely. I try and load up. Like I said, I only want to eat one meal before a game. So, yeah, that comes with two eggs, bacon, or your choice, mashed potatoes or cubed potatoes, and four pieces of toast.
After your career, you'd be a great waiter, or I don't know.
This was the first offseason where I didn't wait tables. So I used to work in Scottsdale, Arizona. I used to wait tables.
Really?
Yeah.
It shows. You know all the menus.
Yeah.
Did you play a lot of sports growing up? It's like, hockey's big here, but Scottsdale, Arizona are probably a little less of a natural sport, but obviously playing football is now your full-time job. Yeah. But did you do any other sport that helped you become the athlete you are?
Yeah, but you'd also be surprised. I never played hockey, but my brother, he's 31, he played ice hockey in Scottsdale.
Really?
We actually have a big hockey community out there, even though they just got the team taken from them to go to Utah. But you'd be surprised, because I used to think the same thing. But I played a little bit of basketball. I wasn't very good, honestly. I was a 3-and-D kind of guy. I couldn't dribble, but I could pass. But baseball, I was really good at baseball. I played shortstop, pitcher. And then I had a little bit of an elbow problem going into my sophomore year of high school, and we kind of made a decision to choose one sport, and I just love football too much.
J'ai posé la question s'il avait joué à d'autres sports, donc s'il en avait pratiqué d'autres en grandissant, puis il dit, tu serais surpris quand même à Scottsdale en Arizona, il y a quand même beaucoup de hockey, son grand frère a joué au hockey pendant longtemps, lui-même pas tant un bon joueur de basketball, mais aimait beaucoup le baseball, il a dû faire un choix lorsqu'il s'est blessé au coude à un certain moment donné, et aimait beaucoup trop le football, il a fait la bonne décision, parce que maintenant, carrière partant des Alouettes, il gagne sa vie avec ça, mais aussi dans sa préparation, essaie d'arriver tôt, autour de 5h30, 5h45 au stade, se mettre mentalement là-dedans. Ce qui m'a impressionné, c'est ses réponses sur ses snacks préférés et tout ça. Vous avez entendu le menu au complet chez Allô Mon Coco les jours de match, sinon au Maggie Oaks, et il sait exactement c'est quoi sa commande. Ça prend 9 tranches de bacon, tout le reste. Donc, connais ça par cœur. We still have a few questions for you, Davis. Talking about this team, now that everything seems to be back on track, back on the road, what's the mindset now? What's the goal going for the season?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best part about our locker room is I feel like it doesn't change. Right now, I feel like we just have a killer mentality right now. I think we were a little pissed off at how the media looked at us, when we went through the struggles of our injury, and we're hold on to all that, but we know the work has to be put in to give us the best chance. We feel like we're hot, but that doesn't mean anything. We got a long ways to go. We know that. I think offense, I left a couple points out there, a couple touchdowns, and I know defense was pretty upset about how the end of the first half went. And that's, like I said, that's the best part about our team is we demand excellence. Yeah, it's a great 18-point win, but it shouldn't have been 18, it should have been more.
So when you're looking at this win, you're looking at not that you did wrong, because you obviously didn't do a lot of things wrong, but you're looking at the areas where you can improve, and that's the whole team looks this way for every single game.
Absolutely, and it starts with just the way that Moss critiques us, and he demands excellence from us every single day, and then it's our job as players in the locker room, leaders in the locker room, to push that message forward in a positive way and get the best out of our guys.
Davis, thank you for the time you gave us today, taking the time out of your week off, probably being having brunch somewhere in the city. But no, you said that some of the team members were pissed off about how the media doubted about you guys. But know that the three of us, Ben, FX, and I, never doubted you guys, and we were waiting for you to return, and we can't wait for the rest of the season, my friend.
I love that, and I appreciate the support so much. And again, thank you guys so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming. Voilà, Davis Alexander, tellement impressionné par la dernière réponse à sa question. Je lui ai demandé quel est l'objectif d'ici la fin de la saison pour les Alouettes. Il dit, nous autres, on regarde ça, puis on gagne un match par 18 points, puis on voit pas la victoire par 18 points. On voit ce qu'on aurait pu faire mieux. Je sais que la défense était fâchée. Moi, j'étais fâché parce que j'ai laissé quelques points sur la table, surtout en première demi. Alors, c'est comme ça que Jason Mas coach les Alouettes actuellement, que Davis Alexander se comporte et que tous les joueurs sont là. On regarde comment on peut optimiser d'ici la fin de la saison pour redevenir les champions de la Ligue canadienne de football.